You're listening to Chewing the Fat on Demand.
Last week, we talked about Baby It's Cold Outside being banned at the Cleveland radio station because of a poll they said they took, which they never could produce that poll. Any poll that we saw showed that the audience wanted them to air the song.
Everybody wants to hear it, Jeffy.
So now we're getting the backlash. Colorado stations are banning the song, and people are like, no, it's a Christmas song, and we want to hear it. It's a Christmas song, and we want to hear it. We'll see if the radio stations give in. I don't know. The Colorado station, KOSI, after banning the song, took a poll, and it showed 95% of the 15,000 respondents wanted the song to come back.
Because it's a classic.
Now we'll see. Okay, here we go. Now listen, this is my point. That I doubt they're going to put it back on. While we are sensitive to those who may be upset by some of the lyrics, the majority of our listeners have expressed their interpretation of the song to be non-offensive. Okay, so that's great. That doesn't mean he's going to play it again. Guaranteed that doesn't mean he's going to play it again. The audience wants the song to come back. The program director is like, well, you know, we're sensitive to our listeners, and they expressed that the interpretation of the song is to be non-offensive, but my interpretation is that that song is offensive, and we're not going to air it. Guaranteed!
I'm sorry, but 95% says it's not offensive, so 5% controls what 95% hears?
Yes.
And something does not make sense here.
And it's 15,000. They took the poll of 15,000 respondents. So I'm sure that's a small mark on the total listenership of the station.
Absolutely.
And so the program director, like I said, he answered perfectly. Our majority of our listeners have expressed that their interpretation of the song to be non-offensive, but he did not say they were going to play the song again. He's trying to play both sides of the fence and still not play the damn song. Agonizing. Which is why we did our version. Chris and I did our version last week, if you caught the podcast last Friday. We did our version of Baby It's Cold Outside. And we're going to release it as a single today.
EP.
People have demanded it. An overwhelming response to our poll. The respondents, I can't see the total right here. It's kind of blocked up, but there was an overwhelming response. At least 95% of the respondents to our poll have said release it as a single. Okay. I mean, look, to quote Jim Lawson, program director of KOSI in Colorado, we're sensitive to those who may be upset by some of the lyrics, but the majority of our listeners have expressed their interpretation of the song to be non-offensive. And so that's why we here at Chewing the Fat are releasing our version of Baby It's Cold Outside as a single for you to enjoy throughout this holiday season and beyond. All right. Now it's Saturday, so I just wanted to have a little Christmas fun today. It's, you know, unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Today is the 8th of December. Christmas is coming fast. I mean, it's going to be a blink of an eye, a wink of a nose, the magic of Christmas. And that's where Amazon comes in, because Amazon is delivering real Christmas trees. So if you haven't got your Christmas tree yet and you think, hey, Mom, Dad, we should go out and cut down our Christmas tree because we want a real Christmas tree. Yeah, okay. Alexa? 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 Hello?
Hello.
I mean, it's about damn time. I was thinking about getting a Christmas tree. Oh, I got to start with Alexa.
You got to say Alexa again. What are you doing?
I hate these stupid things. Alexa, I'm thinking about ordering a Christmas tree.
A rare artificial Christmas tree from 1937 is being auctioned off in England. The BBC reports the vintage tree has been in one family for 80 years, but the 74-year-old owner thinks it's time for someone else to have a turn. A similar tree sold for £420 last year.
This is what I get for taking this damn Alexa from Glenn Beck's office. I ask Alexa for a Christmas tree. Oh, there's one for sale in England for $8 billion. You could use it in your museum.
You're right, because this is Glenn's.
Agonizing.
This is Glenn's Alexa. So that is so cool.
I'm afraid. Alexa? Hello?
Hello?
I'm afraid to say it. I need a new car. Alexa, I hate this stupid thing. Alexa, I'm thinking about getting a new car. See what Glenn was looking at.
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
All right. So, anyway, Amazon is delivering Christmas trees now. But they also, what I really wanted to play with, is that they're giving kids a direct line to Santa Claus. So they're saying that you can call Santa Claus with Alexa. And I know those of you that have an Alexa and had this turned on are really pissed right now. Because your Alexa is just going crazy, doesn't know what to do. This Alexa here next to me keeps going on and off every time I say its stupid name. So, tough. I mean, I'm sorry. Okay, I apologize. Maybe we could edit this and just call have Alexa on the podcast be called something else. Not enough time to do that?
Not enough time. Sorry. Yeah. I got to do your show, other people's show. I don't have time for that.
I don't know that one.
I didn't ask you anything. Shut up.
But you said her name.
This is what's going to happen with robots, man. You're going to say their name and they're going to show up.
It's not a bad idea, though.
All right. So let's find out. I want to see what we got to do to talk to Santa. I want to talk to
probably
Santa
just
Claus.
Alexa, call Santa Claus.
Don't get too cocky. Be a little smart in there.
Try it. Just like I said, Alexa, call
Alexa,
Santa.
Call Santa.
I don't have Santa's number, but I can help you track him on Christmas Eve. Just say, track Santa, and we'll keep an eye on the big guy in red and his famous
Wait.
Sled.
Does this start at, is this dated? No. Anyone in your household has an Echo Dot Kids edition or a subscription to Free Time on Alexa? Yeah, you better light up when I say your name.
I'm not sure.
With other compatible Echo and Fire devices, you can make calls to Santa's workshop. So what is this? This is not the Free Time on Alexa? Okay, so if you have a Echo Dot Kids Edition or a subscription to Free Time on Alexa with other compatible Echo and Fire devices, you can make calls to Santa's workshop at the North Pole without further activations or downloads. Alexa, call the North freaking Pole.
I couldn't find that device or contact name. To add your contacts, first register in the Alexa app.
Okay, thank you. Alexa, call the North Pole.
I couldn't find that device or contact name. To add your contacts, first register in the Alexa app.
This is why I don't have one. I actually have one of these in my home, and I never use it. This is why. Try one more time. This is a tall one, too. This is a big one. I got the little one. I like the big one better.
So you have the dot.
Yeah, I've got the dot. Yeah. All right, so is there anything you can probably lead to Santa? Yeah, there's more chances. So it's not going to be able to get to Santa or the North Pole. Let's see. We can ask it a couple more questions, though, I guess, to see if. We can't ask Santa any questions like how hot is Mrs. Claus or anything anymore. We can ask, let's hear a wind. Alexa, can reindeer fly?
Santa's reindeer can fly, but other reindeer can't, as far as we know at least.
Alexa, tell me a winter story.
Sharing season.
Oh boy.
The family was gathered around the table enjoying their holiday feast. Beneath the table, the dog and cat eagerly waited for anything to come their way.
That's fine. Stop. Then, and then a serial killer killed them all. Stop, Alexa, stop!
Off the table.
Alexa, stop! Stop, a serial killer is here!
The dog began to whimper.
Oh my God, stop. Okay.
Don't blow this for me. The dog began to bark. Bark.
It won't stop. Ah, it's taking me over! I mean, that's disappointing. It's disappointing. You know what? Chris, call Santa.
Merry Christmas! This is Santa Claus, and you have reached my personal hotline. We have been very busy making all of those toys to deliver on Christmas morning.
Chris is
my
Alexa.
I want you to know that your family loves you very much, and so do I. So be good,
and
don't forget to always listen to your parents. When you hear the tone, please leave me your Christmas gift wishes and holiday cheer. And remember, kids, I know who's been naughty and nice. Merry Christmas, and I'll see you soon.
Hi, Santa. I really want a Mercedes-Benz ML350. And I really want a robot that will do what I say. And I really want... That's good. Thank you. If you could just do that, that'd be good. Thank you. Love you, Santa. Bye. I like you being my Alexa.
See, you know, all you had to do was, you know, I know people in the North Pole. All you had to do was say, hey, Chris, can you call the North Pole? I know people.
You do?
I do.
Let's see if it works. Ready?
Yes.
Hey, Chris, call the North Pole. Who would know up on the rooftop? Click, click, click. Down through the chimney with old Scout Elf. Hey, Chanda Bell, the chief storyteller from the North Pole, joining us here on Chewing the Fat for your special Saturday. We'll call it a Saturday Christmas edition. It's almost Christmas. It's almost,
that's
people,
right.
It's almost Christmas. It's just around the corner. Shana, how in the world are you?
Hi, it's so good to talk to you. How are you?
I am so good. I really am. And I see that we've already, our elf showed up here at the studios, here at the Chewing the Fat studios and the Blaze Podcast Network. It's making the rounds. His name is, we named him Pod. He just showed up. We named him Pod.
Love it.
And I know that this year he has a friend with him, which we've named Cast. So it's, you know, Pod and Cast. Get
it? Of course it is. That's horrible. Oh, I love it.
Clever. But for what reason did the dog show up? Because I hadn't seen the dog before.
Well, you know, the dog has a very, very special mission for Santa Claus. All of our elf pets do. So, of course, we have the elf on the shelf at Christmas tradition, and then we have two elf pets, actually. We have elf pets, a reindeer tradition, and then we have elf pets, a St. Bernard tradition. And both of them have their own jobs for Santa Claus, just like the elf does. And so for the reindeer, the more children love on their reindeer and hold them tight, the story really talks about you know, sort of the power of love and belief, then that reindeer is going to grow full size on Christmas Eve and help pull Santa's sleigh. So that's a fun story, really engaging with children. And then the St. Bernard is really the prequel to everything at the North Pole. It explains how Santa is actually magical at the North Pole. And the real truth is that he needs humans, and he needs them being kind and generous,
right,
and thoughtful.
Right.
So that little St. Bernard collects acts of kindness from children in its barrel. And then on Christmas Eve, that barrel breaks wide open, and that Christmas spirit in the form of faith, hope, and love goes back to the North Pole where it's stored. until Santa needs it. And then those rays shine down into the North Pole, and that's actually what Santa Claus uses to make his Christmas magic. So it's really about kindness and generosity and how important we as humans are to this world of the North Pole.
Well, look, I mean, it's the evolution, right? I mean, you don't have the North Pole and the Santa and the elf on the shelf and the Scout elves and the St. Bernards and the reindeers without humans. But if the humans aren't giving love, then everything just ends, goes away.
Exactly. Yeah. It's sort of Santa's own circle of life, right?
So
he depends on us as much as we depend on him, making that journey around the world to bring happiness. So this story really captures that. It captures, I think, children's imagination using characters that they love. But really, there's a bigger message there about kindness and generosity and that, you know, we as humans can make a difference. So the book is really special. There's a new animated special out right now on TBS and Cartoon Network. Of course, the DVD is available, really about elf pets. And it's Elf Pet Santa's St. Bernard Save Christmas.
So I see also, I was really happy to see the elf in the Thanksgiving Day Parade, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It was nice to see the elf on the shelf during the parade. It was kind of cool. Is that his? How many years has that been for him in the Macy's?
So this was his seventh year.
Okay, that's right. All right. Because I thought I had seen
year.
It. Yeah, yeah.
But he is one giant balloon. So the largest balloon ever in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, really?
And
that's
it is
fascinating.
I walk with the balloon every year. And it is hilarious. I mean, kids are yelling out their elf name, like, "Hey, Jingle, we love you." I mean, it warms your heart
that
in a way.
That is fantastic. I know, I'm disappointed because the last time I was at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, it was more than 7 years ago now. And the elf wasn't there. So I'm going to have to either live with the pictures on my television or go again. And I can't quite decide which one
it will
be. I think
you're going to have to make it again. Come on. Good times.
All right. So now the funny thing about the elf is there are actual life rules that surround the elf and surround the reindeer. We talked about giving the reindeer as much love as you possibly can. We talked about the St. Bernard dog being able to get the love and keep the love and share it until Christmas time. But as far as the elf itself goes, there's a few guidelines that need to be followed.
There are. And I understand that you are an elf on the shelf expert, of course, with Pod in the studio. But so you guys know that you can't touch the elf or his magic might go. Very important.
Yeah. Stop telling me that. I know. Okay.
And then he also can't speak to you guys. I'm sure he'd love to do a segment on the radio or something, but he's busy working for Santa. So he can't talk to children.
That's a shame. Nothing I want more than
to
talk to him.
I bet he's got some stories to tell. It probably works in all of our best advantage that he does not speak in the human world.
Actually, that's a heck of a point, Chanda Bell. So never mind.
It probably is best. It's probably best. And then, of course, you know, when you first adopt the elf on the shelf, you have to give it a name. And that's how he gets his Christmas magic and comes to life. So those are the basic rules. You know, he can match the personality of a family, so he can be as crazy and silly or as calm and studious as the family is.
You know, as a side note, and I'd like to maybe talk to you about some of the evil people in the world. I mean, this is the Blaze Network and the Blaze Podcast Network. And we do cover, you know, an array of stories and news happenings around the world. And sometimes the news isn't always good. And then I see that there are times when people are torturing their elf on a shelf by giving it a loving waterboard, wanting to, you know, hang it over, raising over fires, soldiers holding it at gunpoint. What can we do to stop this madness?
Maybe we need a whole campaign. You know?
Right.
Stop the anger, right?
Thank
Stop the anger to the elves. They've never done anything but be kind to you.
I mean, you just stick it in the freezer so it's a block of ice with Elsa. Yeah. That's not funny. All right, that is not
funny.
Well,
my guess is that there are some very, very naughty reports
right.
being given back to Santa at the North
Thank
Pole.
You. They're not getting so anything
probably,
from Santa for that.
Yeah, they're probably on the naughty list.
Yeah,
sure.
Go ahead, hang them over the toilet a little bit longer. See if you get something from Santa. That's it,
that's
my friend.
Right, that's right. I'm telling you what, Santa knows.
So, we're fortunate enough to have a giveaway here on the Chewing the Fat this year. We'll be able to give away a couple of Elf on the Shelf and a couple of new St. Bernards. And I believe we have
Yay!
A copy of the movie. I know. Yay. We have a copy of the movies that we can give away. I think we'll hashtag chewing the fat. We have what is that? That is what? Oh, is there a fat guy size? I mean, it's a Santa Claus costume. It should actually be a fat guy size. You can turn your mic on. I want to hear what. It's fine, but you have the Santa suit for the kids.
So, I'm sorry, no, this is not the Santa suit. This is the Totally Tumblr Snow set. Comes with, like, a lifesaver and
well, I'm sure that
Charlotte
Bell, the chief storyteller from the North Pole, knows exactly what those are.
So, is this the Claus Couture collection? Is it
Yes, Claus Couture, yes.
Yeah,
see,
Claus
I knew it. I knew
Couture.
She would know because she's the
yeah,
chief storyteller
yeah, the
from the North Pole. Yeah,
the snow suit is amazing. That's right.
So what is that now?
So it's the cutest thing. So, you know, elves, you know, they can be very adventurous. And some, you know, we've heard stories of elves that float in sinks and or build marshmallow slides or any number of fun things. So Santa has sent out this year as part of the Claus Couture collection a whole set. And it's got an inflatable little slide for the elf or an inflatable little,
that is fantastic.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a little inflatable for the elf and a scarf and all sorts of things for him to slide down marshmallow mountains and have a good time with your family. It's precious. It's really, really cute. So I'm glad you guys have those to give away. People with an elf will love them.
Yeah, and then also our elf, Elf Scout Pod came with a bomber jacket.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, they fly. So
yes.
They got to keep warm sometimes. So all you have to do is Claus Couture. Is you lay it out for your elf, and then your elf sees it and puts it on before it goes back to the North Pole to talk to Santa, and then, of course, you know, has it on for as long as it decides to wear that particular outfit. So,
right.
Again, no, you can't touch the elf, but you can lay those items out for the elf, and the elf is sure to have
right.
a lot of fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Should people maybe we have them send pictures of their how they found the elf, maybe. I'm trying to work out in my head here how we're going to give these away. Maybe we have them send a picture to at JeffyMRA, hashtag it Chewing the Fat, and hashtag Scout Elf.
That works.
And then we'll, I want to see the best home for the Scout Elf. Send me a picture of the best home you can give the Scout Elf. And we'll choose the winners. We'll choose the winners this coming week. And we'll let everybody know on Chewing the Fat. And of course we'll let you know, Chandra. Let me ask you a question now. Usually the elf shows up when, and then obviously the elf goes, you know, usually goes back to the North Pole on Christmas Eve, right?
Right, right.
So the book
just says holiday time. So really any time during the holidays, especially if you're adopting an elf for the first time, you know, really all the way up to Christmas.
Right.
But for those folks that have elves returning back from the North Pole, that most of them are back by now. So usually they
right.
make their way around that first week of December. December 1st is probably our most popular day. that elves return. And then Thanksgiving is probably a very close number too, but any time this sort of first week of December, most elves make their way back to the North Pole.
Well, I know we expected ours to show up at Thanksgiving and we had a plate set for him and he didn't show. So
what?
I don't know what to do. I know.
Well,
don't look at me like that. I know.
A snowstorm or something. Maybe a snowstorm.
We were,
that happened.
We were a little disenchanted at that time. But he did show up the next week, so.
Yeah, okay. You know, he made it.
Send me a picture at JeffyMRA, hashtag it Chewing the Fat and Scout Elf, and send me a picture of the home that you're going to give to your elf if you win. And the best ones will be the winner here on Chewing the Fat. Elf on the Shelf, North Pole Chief. I'm sorry, the Chief North Pole Storyteller, Chanda Bell. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Is there anything, any more information that you'd like to give the little kiddos about the elf world before we wrap it up?
Oh, I love that. How fun. You know, I just think it's so important, especially today, that kids are doing their part, right? So you've got a man who travels the world in one night to only for one reason, and that's to bring joy and happiness.
Yep.
So let's do our part for the spirit of Christmas and try to bring a little joy and happiness to the world.
So if you don't win the elf from Chewing the Fat, how do people want to share in the elf world and you want to adopt one? How do you do that?
Elfontheshelf.com. So elfontheshelf.com. And then, we have fun blogs and we have ideas to inspire your elf, and you can order the animated special there as well. So elfontheshelf.com. And there's a list of stores and adoption centers as well.
I'm pretty sure we have
everything you need.
Great. I'm pretty sure we have an animated special to give away as well. So if you have a warm home, you might just be a lucky doggone elf winner from Chewing the Fat. I'll tell you that. Chanda, thank you so much.
Definitely. Christmas spirit is alive and well. You guys are giving it away.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Have a great Christmas, everybody.